This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are all living in America, America. It's one of us.
They stole the 2020 election with their ballots, and that's how they did it. People that try to vote are told you've already voted. That's how the scam works. We have to have Congress and the legislatures act against this. Larry Elder's won big by energizing people, by educating people, by exposing Newsom and the forced homelessness and the water being cut off and the open borders and the feces and the fentanyl. And so they are stealing this election, but it's just another operation where they run the same play over and over again. I'm going to air a very important report about the fact that time's running out. When we come back, Reuters, here it is. Heart inflammation after COVID-19 shots higher than expected in a study of the U.S. military. Stay with us. They're following an exact script they've already tested in Europe.
Can I speak to the center manager, please? You're not upholding the law. Here is the law. You can read it for yourself.
It's true.
This is Bell and Tavistock. This is Bell against the Tavistock and Portman NHS Foundation Trust. It specifically says that children under 18 cannot give their informed consent to experimental medical treatment, and you need to go to the court to get a declaration. You're welcome to come and read the law. This is the law. And you don't care, do you? You're just going to kill children.
Australia.
Howard Springs near Darwin is held up as the gold standard of quarantine. Separate cabins, on-site testing, catering, and so far, no known breaches.
The Commonwealth is backing one here on defence land at Pinkenba near Brisbane Airport. There'll be rooms for 1,500 people by the middle of next year.
New Zealand.
We have a positive case of COVID-19. Cabinet has met this afternoon and made the decision that New Zealand will move to alert level 4 from 11:59 p.m. tonight.
Areas of Canada.
Get vaccinated. If you know someone who hasn't, talk to them.
And so I told you next would be the mandate of the businesses.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
If a government agency in the state of Florida forces a vaccine as a condition to employment, that violates Florida law. And you will face a $5,000 fine for every single violation.
This is all formulaic. He's not in charge. His White House isn't in charge. They're just there to suppress their enemy, the American people, while they get ready for the financial collapse the mega banks have engineered with a great reset.
What contact tracing looks like in the new world order, in the new world order, in the new world order.
You're all going to get $1,200 a month of free money, and we're going to make the nouveau riche hand over half their money.
The California stimulus bill includes $600 for individuals who make $30,000 or less per year. There's also a $525 child care credit, preschool credit for children enrolled in state programs. There are also $25,000 small business grants, four times more than in the last round, and businesses will also see their license fees waived. And then there's $35 million in aid for food banks and diaper banks, and we know that they have been doing their best to help people through the pandemic.
But the billionaires and the Jeff Bezoses of the world and all the globalists, they're going to sit offshore and pay no taxes. So they're just getting you ready for the dystopia and shutting down businesses and paying people not to have businesses and destroying American businesses with these mandates. 9% increase in just the last 3 months in food prices.
In August 2021, the Biden administration increased assistance for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which was originally known as food stamps. The benefits will now increase by more than 25%, which means the average benefits will rise from $121 to $157 per recipient every month.
Whether it's food deserts, whether it's malnutrition, we have a serious problem in this country.
And everything's costing more because they're devaluing the currencies. The big banks get the money first. They use it to buy businesses, real assets, politicians, weapon systems, patents, you name it. And then they pass all of the debt onto you and the devalued currency and then go, we don't even need the military anymore. We're going to have combat robots.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
This transmission is certified vaccine free. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In a minute or two, we're going to Alfie Oaks, a great American, one of the biggest food producers in Florida. Doesn't just have his great grocery stores, he's one of the main suppliers of amazing produce to them as well. He's got thousands and thousands of employees, and they're wanting, the feds are saying, you're going to make people be injected. You're going to enforce this. Well, that's indentured servitude. He wants to meet with the governor. I know he's met with Trump and met with everybody else there in Florida, but he's really trying to get a meeting with the Florida to talk about how to take action against this. We're going to be talking to Alfie Oaks in a moment. And after he leaves us, look at this. This is a young lady whose baby sister died after taking the shot. And I wanted to show this because on Twitter, they ganged up on her and said over and over again, there is no causative background presented. COVID vaccine remains overwhelmingly proven effective. Proven effective? They said you had all these booster shots. It's 39% effective. Then you've got Reuters. You ought to show these folks on Twitter. Heart inflammation after COVID-19 shots higher than expected instead of U.S. military, including massive deaths. Oh, and now FDA senior officials say there's no evidence that fully vaccinated Americans need booster shots. It's all and two of them just resigned. So here's the clip. For people saying that there's no evidence. I just showed it to you right out of Reuters and the U.S. military. Here it is.
Well, I usually respect everybody. And their choices. I don't want one single motherfucker ever coming to my page and telling me I need to get the fucking vaccine. My little sister just died. Her first dose. You want to sit here and tell me that that f***ing vaccine works? F*** you. That vaccine, the government, Joe Biden, and anybody who forces anybody to get a vaccine.
Well, she'll get big enough. Instagram now.
It reaches your life, and I pray that karma is swift and hard.
Ben Stein's been taking off YouTube for saying the vaccine almost killed him. You're not allowed to talk about how they victimize you. This big tech's liberal. They just run death camps in China. They want to make people that don't run death camps, turn them into death camps with the shots. Alfie Oaks is a self-made, hardworking businessman inspired by his heritage. And he joins us, Alfie Oaks. He runs a bunch of great grocery stores, some of the nicest ones, if not the nicest one I've ever seen, the one I saw there in Naples. But he's also a giant farmer and food supplier. And so he is joining us here today. Alfie, you're the perfect example of what this is targeting with your thousands of employees. Give us your take on all this and how you think we should fight back.
Well, anybody that doesn't know me, we've been standing up against this insanity from day one. We called the COVID-19 virus, the way we're handling it, as a hoax from the minute it happened. I talked to one of the world's leading virologists, like a year and a half ago, and I knew this was not at all what...
Yeah, they just don't give you the regular pneumonia treatment and kill people. Yeah, that's what I did.
100%. So I've been on this path, and I've been nonstop, but I spent the weekend with General Flynn the whole entire weekend, and we were strategizing on how are we going to do this. And I was hoping for, you know, for some, everybody's waiting for somebody to come and save them. And the truth is the only way we're going to get this is we're going to have to save ourselves. And I kicked into a whole nother gear here, and I got a lot to talk about here, but the main thing that needs to happen is we have to get this meeting. I've met Ron DeSantis. I actually was one of the first people to ever campaign for Ron back even before Trump got behind him, when he wasn't that popular. I was actually in the Adam Putnam camp here in Florida and jumped off when I found out he was a rhino and started looking for someone else and got out. So I've met Ron dozens of times. He's called me when he needed me, and right now I need him. And he's coming to our store to do a fundraiser in a month or so, but I can't wait that long. And I'm trying to get this meeting with him, with General Flynn, and we have experts that are going to, you know, these guys are in denial of all the electric fraud, the electronic fraud that happened. I'm actually, after the show, I'm meeting directly with our supervisor of elections here in Collier County, and we're presenting a lot of information to her. But what they've done, it's a Sal Alinsky tactic where they've made Mike Lindell seem like he's some kind of tinfoil hat guy when all the evidence he's got is concrete, and it's very, very much provable. But and I offered to privately fly a lot of our legislator in Florida to the symposium, and guess what? Nobody would do it. They said that it's too partisan. I guess now the truth has become too partisan. But I'm asking for a few things. I'm personally putting in $100,000 of my own money that I'm going to make a political campaign contribution to Ron DeSantis. He's done a great job. Our business is kicked butt. But anybody that has any doubt of that this, you know, that's listening to your show that might think that this vaccine can help you, the vaccine's a sham. The voting, I mean, really, if we go back from a year and a half ago, every single thing we've seen is a sham. The Joe Biden was voted into office was a total sham. The COVID-19 hoax that allowed him the vehicle that actually got him in there was a sham. This vaccine is a sham, and we've been lied to. And it blows my mind how many people that call themselves bold Republicans are just kind of allowing this to occur. Ron DeSantis is the boldest governor. We know the boldest governor in this country. Maybe there's a few other people that might be close to being as bold as him, but they don't have a red legislator behind him. So if we get Ron DeSantis on board to do this electronic audit on our in Florida, where there was 921,404 votes stole in Florida. If we can get DeSantis to prove that, that's the pillar that the rest of the country needs to stand on. We have an opportunity here for Ron DeSantis to save the whole United States.
No, I totally agree that Florida is the key pivotal state. Our governor was terrible a year ago. He's gotten a little bit better through pressure. Now he's being massively targeted. We know why he was kind of going along with it at first, because they really are coming after Abbott as well. And you're absolutely right. DeSantis is the example for the rest of the country. They're trying to destroy him. Biden, quote, declared war on him. He has all these federal agencies coming after him. And so you're saying you're trying to get DeSantis to really come out and what, expose the Wuhan lab, expose that it's exaggerated? What are you wanting him to do?
The main thing I want to do is, you know, God forbid anyone takes the virus. We'll not get into that. We're never gonna take the vaccine here. First of all, I got 3,200 employees. It's a year and a half in. We've never masked. We've never social distanced. We've never shut down. Nobody's died. Hardly anyone's been sick. The few people that did get sick got the right treatment with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they're back to work in 4 or 5 days. So we know that this whole thing is a sham. We know that the worst thing that you can ever do to contract of COVID where it would be lethal would be to put a mask on and then take the very few people that would be susceptible to actually getting sick from COVID and making them more sick. And then you go into the hospital, and the studies were done back 3 years ago that show that the remdesivir has a 52% chance of killing every person that takes it, 52%. And then when you couple that with the respirator, the thing that the
intubation.
When you couple that with the ventilators, it goes up to 80%. This is insanity. Like,
well, that's right. The ventilators are the modern guillotines, and everything Fauci does is to kill. That's what he did back with HIV. He blocked all the real treatments, and then he gave people stuff that killed them. He is a damn mass murderer.
Right. Well, when we have the hydroxychloroquine that we know is incredibly effective, and every single employee I've had has taken ivermectin. Now, over the last year and a half, we might have had 60 employees that became ill. We didn't get them tested, but they took ivermectin, and they're back to work in 5 days. I had two employees out of 3,200. I had two employees that were sick for more than 2 weeks. And
absolutely, but if you go to the hospital, you're dead. My dad was sick for a week, got him on all the, what you said, ivermectin, you name it, and inhalable steroids, almost better the next day. They'd have murdered him at the hospital. We'll be right back with Alfie Oaks, oaksfarms.com. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is our guest, and he's a man of action. Thousands and thousands of employees, one of the biggest producers of produce and food there in the state. It's amazing. I'm not just saying this. It's the best grocery I ever went to, his flagship. I haven't been to the other ones there in Naples. I think I was moving to Florida. I'd love to live in Naples. It's just great people there. So many listeners. It's just, I get mobbed there. They're really awake. And he's got a plan. He needs to talk to DeSantis now. Governor Ron DeSantis at EOG.myflorida.com or text USA to 833-501-0831. Text USA to 833-501-0831. Get Governor DeSantis to meet with Alfie. He's met with him dozens of times, but this is an emergency. Explain again why it's an emergency, Alfie, and why I need to meet with him with General Flynn right now.
Yeah, so we know that Governor DeSantis, we believe that he's in somewhat of a denial that this electronic fraud exists. He believes that he narrowly won Florida by 33,000 votes when, in fact, he won it by nearly a million.
Yeah, that's horsemanry. He won in a landslide, but it was such a landslide, we know, just like they explained, like the car's going up the hill on cruise control, but it can only go so fast, so it needs to go 180, but it stops at 130. They didn't have enough votes to steal it from him, but they're going to do it next time. He better watch his ass.
Well, this is the problem. If the establishment Republicans are clever enough to be able to talk him into not doing this, because they're going to say, you know, we're going to put the wind at your sails when you run for president, and he buys into it, he's not even going to win Florida. They're going to steal Florida, and he's going to be out of the picture. And,
no, you're right. They want him gone. They want him destroyed. So he needs to ban these mail-in ballots unless it is for an absentee ballot of a person already on record.
Yeah, it's not even about the mail-in ballots. It's about switching the votes. It's about, you know, we have a tighter election system here than a lot of states, but it's not imperfect. And you know, my argument with him will be this. Everyone wants to say, well, if we don't show the fraud, we can't do an audit. Well, all big companies, our company, we do audits. It doesn't mean that half of our merchandise has to be stolen. When you're a big company, you deal with that. They make you do financial audits. This is, If it's
exactly, why can't we ever have audits of the machine companies, which we know have had major problems? But let's talk about this, Alfie, because this is where me and Lindell, and I love Lindell, he's a great guy. They just put a few poison pills in there and distracted and ran a media hoax saying he didn't show a lot of proof. He did. What I'm getting at here is, look what they're doing to Larry Elder right now. Clearly, people don't like that psycho governor. They're recalling him, but CNN goes, oh, no way he doesn't win to create that perception for Newsom, and then now the Republicans going in to vote are being told somebody already voted for you. Now is that them, somebody taking their ballot, or are you saying that's electronic?
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of both. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with Mike Lindell. I happen to believe most of everything that he's saying, and all I'm saying is if he's wrong, then at least let one state, like, verify it, okay? So everyone's running the other way because they like I said, we've done this Saul Alinsky tactic on Mike Lindell to make him seem crazy, and nobody will even pay attention to it. I can't imagine that there's not one person that, and we have private money that we'll spend for these audits, because guess what? To do an electronic audit, to watch the electronic part that happened, it doesn't cost a lot of money. You don't have to go canvassing neighborhoods and houses. We'll be able to prove it. We just need one person that's bold enough. And I believe that Ron DeSantis is that person that's going to save the United States. He's already saved Florida. We have 1,300 people moving to Florida every single day, 1,300 people a day. The people know. Well, you know, this is clearly what's going on here. We all know it, that it's a very small amount of people that are trying to control the many, that we are the vast majority. We know the majority, because if we weren't, they wouldn't be canceling us and shadow banning us.
Okay, so what are you saying specifically you want DeSantis to do, and what do people do when they call these numbers or go to this website? What do they do, say, talk to Alvios?
If there's a way to put DeSantis's email across the screen, and I'm begging every person that watches to just send him an email to say, have this meeting with Alfie. And I'm going to make a huge contribution, whether at the end of the meeting he decides to, you know, to believe what we say. But all I want is 2 hours with the experts that are going to be with me, because he's a smart man. And after 2 hours, I believe that he'll realize the amount of fraud that happened even here in Florida, and that he's bold enough. He's the one man that is bold enough, and he'll go out and he'll be in history. We'll be talking about Ron DeSantis 200 years ago, like we are our founding fathers, for saving our republic. And I believe.
Well, Alfie, let me say this. Clearly, I saw the part of the symposium. I watched a lot of the 3 days where they weren't going in with the machines. They were explaining how they already had the people on the voter rolls. They already had people that had died or moved out of the state. They already had like stuff over 20 years, and that's why people kept noticing that they were saying, hey, you've already voted, and they used those, but in Texas and in Florida, because they want to have a huge landslide for Biden, they were unable to steal those two states because they just simply ran out of bullets. And so, I mean, that was they proved it with the algorithms. They showed all the evidence. It's incredible.
Yeah, we show even here in our own Collier County, which is one of the most, you know, one of the most tightest counties ever. We got 14% of the votes that we know are phantom votes. And I'm meeting late. When I leave with you, I'm going to meet our supervisor of elections. She's working on it with us. She's actually going to allow us to take possession of the machines and check ours, because we only have a minuscule 17,000 votes that were stolen here in Collier, but we'll be able to prove that and at least get that in front of the governor as well.
Albie, this is incredible. Promise you'll come back as this develops. What's the time frame? And yes, everybody should go to Governor Ron DeSantis at eog.myflorida.com and send an email and say, listen, meet with General Flynn, meet with Mr. Oaks right now. You need to do this.
Yeah, it's imperative. This can be, you know, we got everybody awake. We got everybody's ready. They just, the legislator, the people in the House and the Senate, they need, the Republicans need a leg to stand on. They're all waiting for just one pillar to stand on, and this could be that pillar. And we need to give them that, because the thing we hear from all the legislators is, yeah, we believe in our gut there's election fraud, but we got to have some proof. And I think this can be the proof. And then the next, I don't know if we have enough time, but I'm going to tell you a story about how, you know, the moment that Joe Biden came up with this insane plan of the vaccine.
Yes, sir. Tell us about that evil speech, that tyrannical speech last week.
Yeah, so first of all, Wing News comes to my place right away. We have 3,200 employees, and they want to say, okay, so what are you going to do? I said, well, over my dead body, will anyone ever get a vaccine that works for me? I'll shoot heroin in my kids' veins before I'd ever put that in, and we'll never do it. And I said, first of all, we know it's unconstitutional, and Biden knows it. Well, Biden doesn't really know much of anything, but the people that are the puppeteers of Biden know it's unconstitutional, and it'll never happen. It worked out really well for him because of two things. It overshadowed the tragedy in Afghanistan that he left. Now everyone's forgot about that for the moment. They're just talking about this. And the other thing, it further divided the country. So I told him it's not going to happen. And then a reporter says, well, what happens if it does? If it does happen? I said, well, I've already done the math. I have 3,200 employees times 14,000. That's $44,700,000 that they'll be fining me, and I'll never pay the fine. And when they come in to levy that fine, they'll be met with the utmost resistance. I told the reporter they'll be met with the utmost resistance. And he said, well, what is the utmost resistance? And I said, well, I think you know what the utmost resistance is. He said, well, can you tell my viewers what the utmost resistance is? And I said, your viewers, I think, know as well. I said, let me just put it this way. The framers of our Constitution put in there the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was not for going hunting. The Second Amendment was to use against a tyrannical government. If Joe Biden is going to come in and try to seize my property for $44,700,000 of fines that I owe under
Yeah, they're trying to starve me to death, and at a certain point, this is when you have 1776. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a Reuters study here, a Reuters article about the Pentagon that just injected over 1 million troops, 1.5 million of the 2 million. And they confirm heart attacks, heart swelling, mass death, and they just put it out like it's no big deal. after they put a warning on the shot, which they then force you to take. This is Joseph Mengele stuff. We are in the twilight zone here. Heart inflammation after COVID-19 shots higher than expected instead of the U.S. military. I'm covering that when Alfie Oaks leaves us here in a moment. Then we're going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news throughout the rest of the broadcast. Alfie, finish that point that was so powerful. When they're saying on CNN, and now Fauci says, you can't fly, you can't have a job. CNN, the former head of Planned Parenthood, says she wants to abort you after you're born, obviously. She says, oh, you can't leave your house. You can't have your children. Kathleen Sebelius, Obama's former Health and Human Services head, says the same thing. And now they're announcing carbon taxes. They want to attach the vaccine passport. That's a new article up on Infowars.com. It's all being announced. So we're going to come fire your 3,000-plus employees. We're going to shut your doors because you won't take an experimental shot, which didn't even get properly approved, in your body. This is a declaration of war. If they were coming with guns or flamethrowers or bombers or tanks, we'd all rally and fight them. But it's a new type of an attack, a new type of an assault, which, again, is done through the medical system, through Klaus Schwab and the UN, for depopulation. It is so damn naked. So elaborate on that. You had one other point you wanted to make, Alfie.
Now, the people know what's going on here. We see the huge amount of death. Like, I got a gentleman that owns a huge amount of thousands of funeral homes. He back 40 years ago, he was a very wealthy man. He bought up all kinds of funeral homes. And he was the one back a year ago, a little more than a year ago, telling me that not that many people were dying in 2020, not as many as in 2019, 18, that the COVID thing was BS because he sees every single death.
And now it's full.
And now he's seeing, he said the amount of people that are dying within a week of taking the first shot is, it's alarming. He said 500% more. And we know that the hospitals, you have to be 14 days after you've taken the second shot before they call you vaccinated. So everyone that's dying that took the shot, they're writing them down as unvaccinated deaths. This is a sham, and we need to call it out for what it is. And nobody can, you cannot justify for any reason forcing your employers to take this. Don't worry about the bonds. We have to resist. We know that our founding fathers, when during the revolution, it was only 3% of the people in the country that stood up. And that's all we need right now. We need 3% of bold people. I'm putting it all on the line. I'll put every dime I own. I will be out there. I'll sacrifice my life for this country, for what's right. And I got 1,000 guns. I hope that I don't have to use them, but we're ready. We're never going to take the vaccine. And we need more people to wake up and stand up against this insanity. This has been going on for too long. Joe Biden, another point I'm going to make, Joe Biden in the CARES Act in December of 2016, you know, don't read the bill. Our own Congress passed this. The informed consent was waived from these pharmaceutical companies to give this poison to people. So they've been planning this. We know they've been planning this for probably 15 years, but, you know, one step at a time. But this is exactly what they want. Anybody that thinks that this is just by chance I don't know how far your head would have to be in the sand. And I know most of your listeners know what's going on. I'm going to segue to the next thing about the other communist tactic that's going on right now. We know that in the past, every place wherever communism exists, they used to just go in and they just put a gun in the farmer's head. That's what they did. They shot the farmers. They disrupt the food supply. And that's how they control the people. You control them with food. What's going on right now is almost the same thing. They haven't come and put the bullet in my head yet, but just this year in the United States, I got 23% increase on box supplies. Our transportation costs have doubled. I got fertilizer is off the charts. A lot of the fertilizer that we wanted to get, we can't even get anymore. Parts for tractors we can't get.
Alfie, same thing with me. You know, I sell a lot of products, water filtration, air filtration, supplements. And only thing we can get is T-shirts because the textiles are still plenty of cotton. And that's, I mean, here's an example. During the whole storm that hit back in February, it's not that I'm complaining my pool's broken. It's not a first world problem. The pool heater broke, a pipe burst, even though I tried to keep it on with a hot tub so it wouldn't freeze. It broke out the pool, flooded it. It's all ruined. I'm trying to sell my house to get more money to fund things. I'm like you, I'm all in. And it's been 8 weeks and no one has, I say, I'll take any pool tile. And they have literally nothing that's even close to it. I'll say, I'll take gray tile instead of blue tile. Again, if you can't get pool tile in America in 8 weeks, it's all breaking down. This is by design, the great reset to then bankrupt everything. You're dead on. Keep going.
Well, you know, we can get by without pool tile. We can't get by without food.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's all breaking down.
If you go back to 15 years ago, there was 100 farmers here in Immokalee. There's about five left. The five that are left are on the border going out of business. Meanwhile, Mexico is quoting all of our chain stores and everything prices cheaper than we can even produce it. And they're being subsidized. And this is a globalist plan that's going on to make the United States basically, totally not independent.
You're right. It gets worse. Biden's Federal Reserve is setting up a deal to buy up trailer parks around the country just to kick people out of cheap housing. I mean, these people are just super criminals.
Yeah, it's total insanity. We can think if we don't stop this, if the line in the sand is 2022. If they are successful in stealing the 2022 election, it's only a year and a couple months away. If they do it, it's game over. It's gun time. There's not going to be any more handshakes and pen deals. It's going to be guns. And I don't want that to happen. I'm not one of these guys that wants that to happen. I want to stop it before.
I agree. Did you see how Biden outside the Constitution said everybody with $600 more in an account, every transaction will now be monitored. No more Fourth Amendment. Just total declaration of evil.
It is. It's well, we know. And I expected this. If you'd asked me, back a year ago, if Biden got in, this is what he'd be doing. Absolutely. That's exactly what I expect out of saying.
Well, no, you were on the show a year ago saying no to the, the mask and all the crap. You were a trailblazer. And I went and visited your store several times. And remember what you said on this show. You said if Biden gets in, they're going to cut everything off. They're going to keep things shut down. And they're going to try to forcibly inoculate. They're going to shut down the society. Cloward and Piven, basically. So you predicted it. So did I.
Yep. Yeah, we know what time it is, but we do have a chance. This is the last chance for people to stand up and take our country back. So I'm begging everybody to get behind me. Please email Ron DeSantis. We want to have this meeting. I think it can be a pivotal move. It only takes a few little sparks to make this thing happen. And that other Text USA will actually, if you want to donate any money to go to contribute to that meeting that we're going to give to Ron DeSantis for doing such a great job. I think we're going to get the meeting. Anyway, but every little bit helps.
And money talks and BS walks, and you've certainly done millions in Florida to try to keep your state free. And you're right. Florida is now the main beacon of resistance, and I'm a little depressed that Texas has taken a backseat to that, but it's getting a little bit more awake. Alfie Oaks, God bless you. We really appreciate your time.
The people are awake. The people are the ones that are awake, and it's only the people now that can take this country back. So thank you for having me on the show. Great to see you, man. I hope to catch up soon.
Yeah, finally, and I'm going to meet with the county, and I want to have you on first as soon as you get all that info. Where can we find the news interview where you told him I'm ready for 1776 if I have to? Is that on your Facebook?
Well, Wink News did the news interview. They didn't post all of that I said, of course.
That's why you should set a camera up and tape everything yourself and then give it to us. You've got a band on video channel. The site gets millions of views a day. Alfie, use that channel, bro.
Yeah, we're fired up, and we're going to be fighting from here until we take our country back.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Alfie. He is charged up and taking action. That's real leadership. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, absolute leadership. And I'm telling you, when you get interviewed by mainstream media, I don't care who you are, set up a little tripod with your phone, tape it, and then show what they edited out, show the truth. The people love that. It really wakes them up. We are at war with the globalists. Know what time it is. Fauci's part of the eugenics club. He goes and meets at those meetings. It's come out. They love killing people. They're not like us. And the world's waking up. I even saw mainline news. Town Hall's pretty mainline conservative, saying it's time to arrest Fauci. People are getting it. I mean, are you going to let these people kill you and your family? Are you going to do that? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stockholm Syndrome. They're going to try to cuddle up to Satan and the New World Order. They will be the first to be annihilated. Very sad. Well, here we are, and I've got some big breaking news on two gigantic fronts that I'm going to hit right now, and I'll give the number out and take calls next hour. Remember this? 2 months ago? I made a big deal about it. Senate Dems reject ban on certain types of human-animal hybrid experiments. I remember 27 years ago when I was first on air, being sent by listeners, because nobody else had a show like mine. Very few people did. Certainly not on FM radio in Austin, Texas, simulcast on shortwave. MIT reports, MIT magazines for faculty about the animal-human clones. And then 20 years later, that headline, human-animal clones are gestating on research farms. And that means the humanoids are implanted in the wombs of humans and cows and pigs. Now, that was in there then. And they said it's been going on for 20 plus years in the article I read in like 1996. But hey, Jones is making it up, right? No, I didn't make any of it up. I still tell people about spider goats at cocktail parties or whatever back when I still went to those. They're like, there's no goats spliced with spiders. No, shut up. Oh, here's Associated Press. Oh, well, so I like it. It's good then. F you. So, there you go. Forbes. Senate kills GOP legislation to prohibit certain human-animal chimeras. You know, the chimera is part lion, part dragon, and part giant goat. And who was it that went and killed the chimera? I forget. Bellerophon. Or my grandmother, my father's mother. I was little reading to me the Greek fables, legends, but now the legends have come true. Just like they talked about men landing and spacecraft and breeding humans and creating clones in Genesis. But continuing, Senate Dems reject ban. Well, let's move on to this today breaking Judicial Watch. Breaking news! Judicial Watch announced that it received 198 pages of records and communications from the FDA involving, quote, humanized mice research with human fetal heads, organs and tissue, including communications and contacts with human fetal tissue providers. Remember what happened 4 years ago, 5 years ago? A group infiltrated and confirmed that they had living babies to sell being delivered alive with hearts beating to universities to be then God knows what. But we now know they would implant mice brains in their brains, implant part of their brain in the mice brains. They torture them. Well, you know what else they do. People like this, like power. There's nothing better to them than to have a 8-month-old baby under their control. Sometimes the torture goes on for months. Sometimes they're still alive. But they're not having rights. They were chosen to be tortured. They were chosen to not be human, to not be resuscitated, is the bioethics term. It doesn't mean you restart the heart and lungs. It means, no, we didn't resuscitate, meaning we're not counting you as human. Abracadabra, you pass into hell world. But it's liberal. It's about the woman's right, of course. But now, Judicial Watch, new FDA records show purchase of fetal organs, heads, and tissue for humanized mice project. And this has been out a long time. Hell, I read this on air again 25 years ago. Hell, they had mice that were part human back then. But it goes into all. Let's post a full Judicial Watch press release up there and then just post one of my YouTube with 5 billion views got erased. But you could still somewhere, you know, find all the reports on human-animal cloning and the documents. Right? But you weren't supposed to know about that then. They wanted to wait until you'd been conditioned with hundreds of TV shows and movies about animal-human clones till you couldn't differentiate psychologically at a subconscious level than accepted. That's right. They grafted human fetuses' scalps onto rats. That was Fauci specifically. This is what he does all day long. He doesn't just fund these things. He's really into it. Trying to find immortality for themselves. This same monster now doesn't need to be able to leave your house, get on an airplane, or have a job, he said, if you don't do that. Next hour, I'll play some of those clips of the monsters saying that. And even in Australia, government ministers are now reading their law that's off the Nuremberg Code. You can't threaten or intimidate anybody to take a forced medication or injection, especially if it's experimental, which it is. So that's all coming up. But just don't forget, you know, we just dropped bombshell after bombshell. It's all out there that they put on the vaccines that aren't vaccines months ago. Hey, can make you have a heart attack. Now the Pentagon says it's way worse than they thought. It's not rare. They're having massive problems, heart inflammation after COVID-19 shots, higher than expected, instead of U.S. military. Oh, but when you die, though, they'll just say it's no big deal. So let's move on to how we're all being turned into animals, worse than animals, lower than animals. We have no rights. We were allowed ourselves to become a trash commodity where the Senate can't even pass a law that you can't have living human-animal chimera clones. And, you know, I told you this from very serious people who've been in research labs, true underground facilities beyond what you know, see like Wuhan, the rest of it, where they saw the animal-human splices. Now it's right here admitting they do it, but we're talking hellish. And it's funny, and the left makes jokes because fools go before the fall. And these people have a spirit that hates themselves. Now here's the other big news. China now has a navy close to the size of the U.S. Navy in many respects. And they've been set up a deal for 40 years where they get all our jobs. Everything's a sliding scale where all the jobs go there. They have internal tariffs on our stuff where they won't buy our stuff, but they sell us everything. And the globalists sit there as middlemen, as Trump said, and make more money than China does off of that, and then use that to buy everybody off here and shut down small businesses. So whatever's left, again, is non-essential. That's going to be shut down in new lockdowns as well. U.S. Coast Guard cutters shadowed Chinese warships sailing near remote U.S. territory in Alaska. This happened a month ago, but it's now on MSM.com and the videos and all of it. Just now happened. Warships, submarines off the Alaskan coast. All angry because they've declared from north of Japan all the way down the side of Russia. They have declared all the way down to the Philippines and Vietnam. They're even attacking Vietnam. They just pull up at oil derricks. Vietnam has fishing platforms. They just blow it up, machine gun everybody. Because they're God. They're the Chi-Coms. And it's just getting more and more serious as China threatens to attack the United States publicly and threatens to nuke us. Of course, they've got it. Majority of the Democrats are Chi-Com agents. So it's the globalists enticing that attack. But look, it's about to get far worse. Milley, that horrible SJW that says white people are inherently evil and all the other crap and says January 6th was as bad as 9/11, that horrible anti-American monster, along with his counterpart, Honore, that helped confiscate the guns in New Orleans, Louisiana, Mississippi, and says he'll do it again. He's running the plan for martial law in America, along with Austin, Secretary of Defense. He engaged in treason. He unauthorized, called the Chinese government, and told the head of their military that we're not going to follow an order to attack you if Trump gives it, which, by the way, Trump wasn't doing. He was trying to have peace with China. He was trying to have peace with North Korea. They just did this thinking about having a coup. So he engaged in treason. The little criminal he is. And that's Trump's problem, bringing these generals in and trusting them. They're the biggest liars ever. They've been groomed for decades to be the ultimate trash. The enemies of America run the top of the Pentagon. The enemies of America run the CIA. The Carnegie Endowment former head runs it. That's who runs all this. Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation. He made the call, said Trump was bad, told them that basically he hails China. He's a Chinese agent. He's an agent against America. And the media is praising him, and oh, it's so wonderful. One call took place October 30, 2020, 4 days before the election, that unsettled President Trump. Oh. And the other on January 8, 2021, 2 days after the Capitol siege carried out by his supporters in a quest to cancel the vote. No, that's not what happened. We wanted to have a 10-day investigation. General Lee, I want to assure you the American government is stable and everything's going to be okay. Milley told him, we are not going to attack or conduct any kinetic operations against you. Trump never said anything like that at that time. In a book's account, Milley went so far as a pledge he would alert his counterpart in the event of U.S. attack, stressing that rapport they'd established. Oh, if we decide to go to war with you, if you attack our ships or something, I'll call you and say we're going to respond. Sir, we're being fired at. Let me call the head of the Chinese military. I mean, just no borders, no wall, no USA at all, pedophiles, drag queen story time, convicted sex offenders in women's bathrooms, pulling their ding-dongs out. This is all to grind it in your face and tell you you're a slave. With these enemies that occupy all the major tops, America is an occupied nation being divided and destroyed and being hit by the chemical bioweapon vaccines to exterminate us. The Pentagon is run by the enemy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.